make a good contribution, and we get cheap shit.
True.
Something makes me think things at Goodwill in New York City will be much more than they would be anywhere else, though.
Probably. They probably have to pay a lot higher rent.
Plus, like, hipsters looking for, like, the next great
apartment.
Swag couch.
Did you put a link to the IRC on the site this time?
Oh, no. I have to go do that.
Should probably do that, because at this point, no one knows how to get to the IRC, because we haven't discussed it.
No,
we mentioned it.
So anybody who's listening and wants to go to our IRC, you can go to irc.2600.net, and it's radio-statler.
Hashtag radio-statler.
All right, there you go. And if you need to, you can use things like Meebo. If Stape got a chance to send the thing to Rodin.
I don't know what I'm doing.
You had it. You had it last time. Can't we just convert?
No, they changed it so you couldn't.
What about using
web?
What about Mibit?
No, you can't use any of the web whatchamacallits anymore.
So
we'll get that worked out.
You have to install an IRC client for now, but we'll have that up by the end of the day.
We'll figure that out.
We'll go bug the op before he comes on Radio Statler and make him log in and
Do it live. F it, we'll do it live.
But yeah, we have access to IRC, so you can go in there and flame us and troll us, or possibly maybe ask it an actual legit question about the kilt.
Or, you know, Radio Statler.
What's Radio Statler?
It's the thing that means the kilt's here.
I don't think that answered my question.
It's not the answer we wanted.
Which came first, Radio Statler or the kilt?
Radio Statler.
By how many years?
By three.
You're bad at this game.
I was doing a chicken and egg thing.
Sorry.
We all suck.
We do. This is
why. Try us again later when we've had some alcohol and possibly a nap.
This is why we don't work in entertainment.
This is why we should be recording me last night when we were at the cafe, because apparently it was funny.
Is it time for the keynote yet?
Oh, actually, you should talk about that from the cafe.
Talk about what?
How Mary was the
baby,
first hacker.
Baby Joy Jesus?
Apparently, Bunny feels that the Virgin Mary was the first hacker because she hacked pregnancy.
She did?
And how Baby Jesus is a half-droid, half-human hybrid.
She took cables and she put them up her woo-ha.
They had cables
and
back then?
Yeah. Did
really?
You know?
No, I had no idea.
They had hackers back then, obviously.
Really? Obviously.
She's the first hacker.
Like ones and
she
zeros
put cables.
Hackers?
Yeah, she put them up her woo-ha. And then
did she say
hack
the planet while doing it? Because that'd be so hot. I mean, technically, she did hack the planet. Caused a couple wars, indirectly, of course, but...
Yeah, she did that, and she created a baby, and it came out half-human, half-droid. Jesus, yeah. He's half-human and half-droid.
And he totally hacked the planet.
He was
walking on water.
Exactly, and
yeah.
But he came back to life, because, I mean, when he failed, we just soldered him back together.
Sure.
That's why he came back to life.
Yeah, like Terminator.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's a droid.
Then at the end, did he sink down into a pool of molten something?
I 100% wholeheartedly serve baby droid Jesus now.
Baby droid Jesus. Sweet,
yes.
Loving, tiny baby droid.
Well,
Jesus.
Half droid, half human, but it sounds weird when you have to say all that, so it's just going to be baby droid Jesus.
Baby droid Jesus.
Yes. That's it. I'm going to start that new religion. One person listening, join me.
I don't know how many
religion.
Of you are listening yet.
I'd hang out with your cult.
Sweet! I'm going to find women to try to hack pregnancy again. I'm not going to do it, but I'm going to find people.
Well, yeah.
You're
what's
supposed
good for
to be
the
running
goose
the cult.
Good for the gander. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be the one doing it.
No, that's what I mean. You're supposed to be running the cult.
Yeah,
you shouldn't do anything like that. You should be making
we got to do it again.
Yeah.
That's what you have followers for, is to do things like that. You know, things you don't want to.
Actually,
so
this sounds like just a sick, twisted ploy for her to get people to shove things up their hoo-has.
It really, really does. Maybe that's really all it is.
Don't ask people to join your cult on the subway, because it won't end well. We need an accepting crowd, like people in a diner.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So, yeah,
I wonder if there's a crowd building yet.
Registration desk was dead, but then we figured it out. Normally, the first talk is at 9. This year, the first talk starts at 10.
Oh, so everyone's coming.
So it's okay. There's probably a line right now.
Yeah.
So we have our awesome website with our seizure page.
Stays for 9 seconds.
Yep.
Unless you click it.
forward us to our Radio Statler.
I'm just brainstorming.
I think Bunny was just singing along to the song in her head.
No, he made me think of a new song.
A new one?
A new one.
Cool.
What's the new song?
It's in my head. I'm still getting it. And I can't think if you're talking to me.
Well, it's a radio show. We have to talk.
I apologize, but I'm thinking while he talks.
I apologize to our iPhone users. I chose to use Flash for some things because I did it live. F it.
Apparently, we need a plugin.
So.
And which is hilarious because he is an iPhone user.
Yeah, so.
He's just a self-hating iPhone, iPad, and Power Mac and PowerBook user.
Yeah. Listen, they just work. As long as you're willing to throw them out and buy a new one.
Yeah.
Is the tower on this website anywhere?
No. We were actually trying to figure out a good way to sneak that in there, but we didn't.
Could you not made like the kind of like, I like the pattern in the background. Could you not just do it in
form
of
the
tower?
It's a world, actually, in the background.
Yeah, it is a world. Yeah. Could we do it in the tower form?
If you take a look, it's... Anyway.
No? Is that a no?
No, you're beat.
Well, we'll figure something out. And as you can see, even on the bottoms, I'm not really sure what we should put here. Probably something about Creative Commons. F it, we'll do it live.
What's it say now?
No, that's what it says.
That's what it says. F it, we'll do it now.
I know you're actually reading it.
Yeah. Well, we're just doing it live.
Next 3 days, it's all live, if you can't tell yet.
Yeah. We're not fancy media people. We're just good old-fashioned hackers.
We're making it up as we go.
How are we getting the audio from upstairs?
We only have the dentist room.
Yeah, there's going to be a stream.
Cool.
There's a cable, because Mary, she uses those cables.
Of course, yeah. Sacred cables.
Mm-hmm.
Ones and zeros.
And now they're going to connect the stream from the dentist room to our booth.
The beauty of the bot.
Through the first female hacker.
Yep. It's because of her that we have this.
Yeah, exactly. Without her, we wouldn't be here. We would have had baby Joy Jesus.
What type of subnetting does a womb have?
Wait,
I would assume it'd be a /24.
Oh yeah, but wouldn't you think it would be a local network?
It's probably like I feel she didn't completely know what she was doing. So the local IP address is like Singapore or something. You know, like 2020 2020. That sounds like a good number, and then just went with that and rolled with it.
She was probably winging it, so...
Oh, totally was winging it, because no one had done it by then.
Yeah, so then
totally
what? If she's using 2020-2020, is she just, you know, natting it, or...?
Well, back then, they didn't even have DNS servers. Like, all of the websites back in biblical times were, like, on 2 sheets of paper.
Parchment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, you know...
They came down with burning bushes. They had burning bushes.
Yeah, yeah. When they got, like, packet inquiries, they just looked it up. Oh, this packet's supposed to go here, and then they moved it over there. Metaphysically speaking.
Hacking was difficult back then.
Much, much more difficult.
Thank God for technology.
Well, difficult and more simple at the same time.
If you wanted to do an intercept, you just find the guy.
Yeah.
To propagate.
And now you've got the packet.
That's a really long ping time.
9 month ping time?
9 month ping time to get the baby droid Jesus out. If you don't do this, Cole, I am, because this is completely logical. It all makes sense to me now.
Are you going to become the assistant cult master then?
I'll be the man behind the woman.
No!
I guess that would defeat the purpose of shoving things up the hoo-ha, wouldn't it?
Probably.
No, it's okay. It's the rear port.
Where was he at the cafe? We could have
It'd be like a serial port.
Yeah.
I'll enter in through the serial port. Everyone else goes through the Ethernet.
This is horrible.
Apparently, we don't go back to the cafe without him.
Yeah, we can't.
We do stand-up comedy.
Oh, God. I foresee us getting thrown out.
Oh, and also at the cafe. Apparently, I guess I'm bad luck with homeless people. Because the last time on our first day of this, I had a horrible horror story to talk about homeless people. Yeah, another one. He was after my goddamn fucking lighter. My lighter.
Guy came in and was like, anybody got a lighter? And we're like, anybody got a lighter? F you, F this, I'm not fighting for you anymore. I fought for you.
My cigarettes and my lighter were sitting right in front of me, and and he was looking, and I really couldn't get the time to cover it, because he kept kind of looking, and I know he saw it, because then he just sat over there with his beer in his little plastic bag or paper bag, and he was just staring. By then, I had already hit the lighter.
Yeah, and she hit the lighter, like, too late after that. He left, she's like, grab and slide quietly.
But then he kept coming back, and then even after we left, he was watching us walk away. Like, as we came out, he turned and he watched me. He knew I had the fucking lighter there. He wanted to kill me. It was scary. He just sat there, a little drunk.
No, I suppose the only difference between me and him last night was he was homeless and smoked. But
No, he was gone.
Also, creepy. Yeah.
Bunny's had a hell of a first day. She also had a marriage proposal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. I forgot all about that. Why did you remind me? So there's this hot dog stand that's out right on the corner of the Hotel Pit when you, like, walk out the door. Apparently it's a late night hot dog stand because he's not there during the day. He just appears at night. Anyway, so I was out. I was about 2 in the morning. Was it 2?
Yeah, about
2-ish, something like that. Anyways, decided to get a hot dog. So a friend and I were standing there. In the course of cooking a hot dog, the Moroccan fellow that was manning the hot dog had decided that in August he's going to take me to Morocco and marry me and buy me a big gigantic diamond ring, and I'm going to be his Morocco princess.
I feel like I'm missing out. That was a really good opportunity.
No.
Something like that only comes once, maybe twice in life.
No.
And you passed it up.
No, I haven't passed it up. He wouldn't let me say no. I just got away with... I'll think about it. And then when Vader showed up, I just kind of ran away and left the other dudes in there.
No.
With him.
Poor guy. He's probably heartbroken.
But I can't go to that corner now at nighttime. What
am I
going to do?
He's going to return every night looking for you.
No, he's probably going to be back tonight selling hot dogs. Yeah. And I'm going to have to sit out there and smoke. And he's going to be there trying to marry me. And it's frightening. He's going to tell me about the bitches.
I think you should go.
I think you should just be like, you know what? I'm not sure, but you should give me a free hot dog.
No, yes. No, he'll make me.
Yes.
He'll make me.
You
that
need
that's
to
that's
use
an
him
offer.
For his wieners.
No, that he'll be like, I won't give you a hot dog unless you marry me. His accent's great though. I'll go ask him about the beaches.
Ask about the beaches.
The beaches, yeah. Because after he was trying to convince me, he told us that the beaches in Morocco are really awesome, and we're like, the bitch, that's great. And then he was like, yeah, you know. The bitches. Where the fishies you go and swim? Or like, oh, the beaches. But apparently the bitches are pretty awesome in Morocco.
Apparently.
Yeah, where the fishies swim.
There you go.
So. I don't know anything else. What about that dude? There's something else about that dude. What do you...
What else happened?
Oh, he also did it. He I don't think he meant to, but he also accused me of being a lesbian.
Wait. Well, you wouldn't accept his marriage.
Yeah.
No, it was actually...
What woman in her right mind would not marry a hot dog vendor who was going to make her a princess?
No, like, I don't even know. I think it was actually before he started that, because it was in the midst that the friend that was mine, when he realized that I'm not that guy's girlfriend, that some other girl is his girlfriend.
Yeah.
He realized I'm totally free. But he was, in his little language, I don't know, was saying something about his girlfriend, and I was like, no, I'm not his girlfriend. And he was like, oh, you girlfriend. No. And then he's like, you have a girlfriend. I'm like, no, I don't have a girlfriend either. He accused me of being a lesbian, and then he attempted to propose.
I feel he's got all of his bases covered.
You doing what?
I'm going to go find out the stream info.
What stream info?
So we can stream talk.
Oh, that'd probably be good.
Yeah, I'm back.
All right, the kilt is leaving, so I don't know what we're going to talk about now.
Still talk about the kilt, it's just not here.
It's but not as fun. He needs to be here for that.
Yeah, I am not going to marry the Moroccan hot dog vendor.
Why not? You get free hot dogs.
Fuck that.
Free wiener. Whenever you want. All the wiener you can eat.
I could get that without marrying anybody.
True.
This is true.
But this would be royal.
His
wiener.
Wieners are expensive, by the way. They're $7.
How else can he afford to make you a princess unless he's charging?
It's also
seven
inches.
Dollar an inch. That's a pretty good deal. Think about it.
He couldn't even get him born with a 7-inch cock.
No. We're talking about wieners
but,
here.
But I'm
what,
not
are,
a,
what are you talking about?
He said 7 inches.
Wieners.
Yeah, wieners.
Yeah.
You need it. You said you need.
In terms of what you're getting for your money.
Yeah. The wiener and the bun.
No.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about the. You, see, he's got buns. You've got buns.
He's got wieners.
That's another. We haven't talked about Bunny's buns.
No touchy.
I was all up in your buns the other night. You saw it. You loved it.
It was frightening.
I'm so confused.
So we go grocery shopping to, because like food in New York City is very expensive. Like seriously, the dollar menu at McDonald's is $1.60.
Oh yeah, it is.
I was like, what the F is this?
Right, isn't there like a cheeseburger that's $2 on the dollar menu?
Is $1.99?
Yeah. So like we all decided we're going to get food from like the grocery store.
And I bought two things.
To bring here to save some money because we're all poor. And what did Bunny get? She got buns.
Buns and
hamburger
beer.
Buns. Hamburger buns and beer. That is all Bunny is subsisting on for the entirety of Hope. So props to Bunny.
I peanut butter in my buns yesterday and ate it.
That's a lot of carbohydrates.
Well, how else do you think I'm going to survive this
weekend?
Well,
no. Protein. There's protein and peanut butter.
And the peanut butter.
Beer to wash it down.
Yeah. And you had a wiener last night.
I did have a wiener last night.
So far so good. So.
Wiener, buns, protein.
Yeah.
Everything Hacker
proposals,
needs.
It's great. I'm not marrying him.
Maybe this is what you need to be able to spring your cult to the next level. You need a financier.
I just have this feeling that in Morocco, they're not going to give much care to baby joy Jesus. I think we need to start here in the United
States.
They're
going to listen to their princess.
We need to start here in the United States, where everybody's susceptible. You just
Could
put it on TV
him to
and
marry
suddenly
you here and make you.
I don't know. He
royalty?
Wants me. He wants me in Morocco.
No.
But here, you just got to get it on TV that everybody believes it and the internet
true.
And stuff. So
yeah. It's on the internet. It's true.
I want to do it. I want to do it.
Oh yeah, we've already established that.
Yeah.
I really want a cigarette.
Well, we're on the air.
Are
you just going to leave me here by myself?
10 minutes, I guess, the talk starts.
Supposedly.
I got 12
he's
minutes.
He's getting the stream so we can stream it. So.
Should we give like a nice little introduction? I should get that book. We need the purple book?
Yeah, we need a purple book.
I'll go grab a purple book.
Oh, I've got one.
Okay, let's.
That came from his ass.
I did. I just shat a schedule.
Speakers.
That must have been painful.
It's
well,
still
no,
purple.
It's all fiber. I actually needed it.
It's still purple.
It is still purple.
It is not discolored. So we are looking for. We're doing. It's community fabrication, right?
We're not broadcasting anything at 10 because we can't find Telemonster and find out what the stream information is or if it's up.
Boo.
So congratulations, everybody. You're stuck with us for the next foreseeable.
Where is Johnny Christmas?
I don't know. You want to call him?
Yeah.
Wasn't he getting laid last night?
No. He went to dinner with some
girl.
Was
that yesterday in the afternoon?
It was like evening-ish. Mm.
Not that we keep tabs on such things. But if you come to Hope, we might.
I think I might be autistic.
You think you what?
I don't know. I just saw the word autism. I'm like, I think I have that.
I accused that poor guy yesterday of being autistic. When I asked him if he's artistic. And until he just came out autistic?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I felt kind of bad, because he just looked at me.
So, we have no one alive on Radio Statler on IRC.
Of course not. You should go back to 2600 and tell A-Freak he should be doing something better than playing on IRC while he's at a conference.
I should be telling that to who?
A-Freak. He's at the conference. He should be doing something better than that. You could tell him to come up here, and I'm sure he can babble about something for an hour.
I'll be back. I need to see a man about a horse.
Have fun.
Is it a Moroccan horse?
No. I was trying to politely say I have to go to the bathroom.
Kilt? Can you put a kilt on a horse?
If I was wearing a kilt, I would have just went to the bathroom right here, because that's what it's for, right? No?
No. I don't. You're sitting right next to me. I get on my toes.
Some people are into that.
I'm not into that.
It's actually supposed to be good for athlete's foot.
Good to know.
I can see that.
If I have athlete's foot, I'll remember that.
And jellyfish stings.
Yeah.
Yeah, athlete's foot, jellyfish stings. Just okay. Pee on them. All right. Useful advice. Things you did not expect to learn at Hope this year.
Hey,
we have a
someone
listener
alive.
From Denmark.
Hi, Harley Man.
We have one listener. Doesn't that thing tell us how many people are listening to us?
Yeah, if you guys talk while I log into the Streamcast server.
Okay.
So, talk.
By the way, you should go back to 2600. And see if A-Freak's going to come.
I am putting something together at the moment for Hope.
All right. Okay, talk later.
So,
anyways.
Gosh, what to say?
That's got break.
And Johnny Christmas is going to be here in 15 minutes, which means
okay,
we'll
so
be
we
clearly entertained.
All right, so we only have to... So hang with us. Don't get bored now. In 15 minutes, things are going to get really more entertaining. So,
Or you can just, you know, hop on IRC and tell us how we could be more entertaining.
Yes, we take suggestions.
We can just hop on and tell us to go fuck ourselves.
Although we don't sing. Not yet. Maybe later tonight we'll sing.
I sing in my head.
That's right. Bunny's got a song that she's working on that she's promised that she will have ready by
I
the
didn't
end
promise
of the
anything.
We have 3 listeners right now on the high quality stream. And we have. I don't know. Hop on IRC, people. And listen on the stream. Or else. I don't know.
All right, well, I can talk about our accommodations here at the good old Hotel Penn, because I had heard about this austere place quite a bit in my preparations for coming to Hope. They've been hosting it here every year for...
Every other year.
Every other
every
year.
Every 2 years.
Every Hope has been here so far. And... apparently, every time there's been some difficulty with the rooms. Every time? Or was it just the last couple years?
Well, at least for me, any time I've ever stayed at this hotel, always had difficulties with my room. It's never
We love the Penn. We're not saying anything bad about the Penn. We're just relaying anecdotes to fill airtime. So we got in the other day. We got our room. And, you know, there's more than just, like, 2 people that staff this thing, so, you know, we need space. And, so we get our room, and we go upstairs, and it's a small room. 2 double beds. Which is not enough. We were supposed to have 3 double beds, because that's more fun. So, and then we had to deal with the, I'm not from the city, I don't stay in hotels, I don't know what the heck you're supposed to do for a bellhop. Actually, that was kind of annoying, because they wouldn't let us push our own carts up. They're like, no, we must take your carts up.
They just wanted a tip.
Yeah, and I...
Because I found out we're not the only ones, like, that they... Well, no, we are. Other people, they don't require them to go with the carts.
Really?
So when we talked to Mitch later that night, they just got mad at Mitch because he picked up a cart on his own. They didn't care whether they went with the cart. They were just mad he didn't ask for one.
Okay, so there's the tip. Next time, just bully your way through it is apparently the solution. Anyway, so we finally got our room straightened out, but it was odd. I haven't slept in the room we got. Rather than 2 doubles, it's a larger room, but it's 3 singles. And the other night, whilst sleeping, I almost rolled out of bed.
Yeah, they are kind of tiny beds.
That's about the extent of my story. That was the funny part. That was the punchline.
Oh, was I supposed to laugh?
I don't know. I don't think it was that funny.
Oh, I was too busy with the camera that's on the side of my head.
I didn't prepare for any of this, so this is all...
we just blame Stoppy for that.
How is your horse?
Well hung.
Unlike yourself?
On that note, I'm going to go have a cigarette. And you three boys can play.
Woohoo. So
watch out, you're the one with the kill.
Some people want to know what's happening at Hope. So far, the speaker tracks haven't opened yet. People are getting registered and filing in, and
there's some maker bots in action outside.
There are, and they're getting the hackerspace set up, and they're also, the vendors are now open, I think, are the ones that are here.
They're still rolling in. Right. There's some locks you can pick, if you're so inclined.
Yeah, tools here. I think March is rolling in the next hour or so, with all the retro computers.
Oh, yeah, those are always awesome. I like trying to, do things I'm not supposed to with them. And then people yell at you for doing that.
Touch them?
Yeah, touch them or type on the keyboard things like format C:.
And that will be stop A. Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure you're sure? Yes. Look, just because 4chan told you to do this doesn't mean it's
no,
right.
No, it was DOS. It's not Windows 7 where it asks you a dozen times. DOS was simple, man. It was like, are you sure? Yes. Boom. Hard drive gone.
Not even that. It's like you start typing out the command, and it's just like, fuck you. And then formats the drive before you finish. Then you're like, damn it. And then you got to shove in your 17 floppies.
To reinstall Windows 3.1. No, not Format C on a Linux. Format C on Windows. Someone thought we were talking about Format C.
Well, all those old computers are running, not Windows or DOS. They're older than
them,
that.
I think one or two of them, one of them was Windows 3.1. So.
What was that Mac with a built-in screen?
Oh.
The E-something? E56... Anyway, we had a bunch of those. I should have donated those. We had two or three that were still working with OSs and everything.
Oh, that one the professor brought down?
Yeah.
Some guy had one sitting around for a long time, brings it down to him, is like, hey, make this work.
There might be something I need on here, and it's like, you obviously haven't turned this on in 15 years.
As everybody knows, it's always great when people are like, oh, God, the computer won't turn on. It's absolutely critical to me. I need it for everything I do. And you go to look, and it's like, all right, well, the last Windows update was installed or checked for updates, about 2.5 years ago.
What? Beta version of Netscape?
Oh, God. Kill me now.
Actually, you take, a computer, and you install, Windows 95 with a nice, alpha version of Winamp and, a beta Netscape. You could whiz around on the internet. It's incredible. They don't make computers like they used to. Things were so much faster back then.
I'm getting nostalgic here.
Cruising on the interwebs at your 9600 baud.
Somebody brought a 56K modem.
Yeah, there was originally a plan to have a BBS running, but we had other stuff take priority. Having a radio station and a website and sanity. Well, not really, but cohesiveness. That fun?
Oh, no, I just... couldn't think of anything, so I figured I'd sign to the mic. Longingly.
With feeling.
Oh, wait. Is someone asking for the Club Mate prices?
I hope they're talking about Club Mate.
Yep. I can't wait to get the sweet, bubbly Club Mate into my mouth.
I keep hearing about this. I'm the new guy. I keep hearing about this stuff. I can't wait to try it.
The first time you buy it, you should really take it into the room and pour it onto your face in the bathtub. Because it's that refreshing.
Is that how you do it? Is that the official?
Yeah, you pour it all over your body.
Good to know.
And absorb it through your skin.
This is why I'm glad to be a part of the show.
You see all those people out there drinking it? They're doing it incorrectly. You need to absorb it through your skin.
Okay. Yeah, also, you got to love their motto, which is Club Mate. You get used to it.
Yeah. It is an acquired taste. Though last year we filled a bathtub with it. That kid didn't sleep for 3 weeks. It was crazy.
Dude, you made him keep drinking. Every time he stopped, you hit him.
Listen, he had to drink until he liked it.
I'm worried about sitting next to you now.
You're sitting in between us.
Yeah, I'm in a screwed sandwich, aren't I?
Yep.
Uh,
So yeah, lots of fun.
There's also some other cool art projects that are getting done. Is there anything in there about the John Cage piece?
I don't know about that.